Why does Planet X and the Gates of Baal seem to have something to do with each other?
Wow, what a great question, and what great timing with this Arch of Baal that has been planned to be reconstructed in both New York City at Times Square and in London. Now I heard where they came back out and said, no, we're not building the archway into Baal. This is the archway of Palmyra, okay? And this is the Roman archway. But folks, what I have to tell you, and they are even saying they're not going to put the archway to Baal. It's going to be the archway of Palmyra. The archway to Palmyra is the archway to Baal. Okay, I mean, so they're trying to get out of this, but it's still there. They're still building the archway to Palmyra, which is an archway that leads you to the Temple of Baal. Now, where Planet X is coming into that is, isn't it strange that on April the 19th, when they're going to erect these things in both London and New York, that's the beginning of the 13 days of the blood sacrifice to the beast, a satanic 13 days where they do blood sacrifice to the beast. And isn't that funny that it's happening the same time that Planet X is having an effect now on the Earth? The timing of these are not by accident. You see, Lucifer operates in his own time frame as well. He knows the Bible. He knows the prophecies of the Bible better than I do or any of us do. He knows it, and here's another thing, he believes it. Matter of fact, Lucifer believes the Bible better than all of us because he knows it's right. He knows it's true. He's living it, and the destiny in the end will destroy him. So he's speeding up. He is accelerating his spiritual deception and strong delusion upon the inhabitants of the earth. Planet X and Baal itself, Baal worship is so satanic. It's right from the pits of hell itself. That back in the Bible, in the days of the paganistic worship of Baal, the children of Israel would even offer their own children on the altars for sacrifice, human sacrifice. The 450 prophets of Baal that Elijah had to defeat on Mount Carmel and had to call the fire down from heaven. Isn't it strange that Baal and Planet X are on a collision course, no pun intended, with each other? And so they are, to Wade's point, it's spiritual timing. We're just living in that time of the spiritual timing of the prophecies of God.
Yeah, I agree with you. Arthur sent in a question that has something to do with the Baal Towers too. He wants to know if the Baal Towers being built are they being built to coincide with a CERN fire up or anything with CERN?
Absolutely. CERN, Planet X happens to be coming in. CERN is opening up the gates. Planet X, the destroyer, is on its way. And pagan worship, Baal worship, timed for the fire up of the CERN. Let me tell you how you know that they're timing it exactly for the same time. In 2012, during the Mayan calendar, remember the end of the world, which was my birthday, and so I was born on December 21st, 1961. The day the world was supposed to end, okay? So I threw an apocalyptic birthday party. All right, we just did. And I said, the reason I'm going to do this, and one guy said, are you the Antichrist? I said, no, not the Antichrist. But the timing was this. They crank CERN up to its highest limit on December 21st, 2012, which was also the winter solstice, okay? So you have the alignment of this of the planets and the stars lining up with the pits of hell. They were trying to open hell's gates on that day. It was a high. The same thing is coming again. April 19th, the first day of the 13 days of the blood sacrifice to the beast. They are going to line up CERN and the gates of hell. They are trying to line it up. It is specifically being fired up for that day because it's the highest satanic ritual time you can have it. That's when you want to open. If you're trying to open Hell's Gate, you want to open it on the highest satanic day you can. And April 19th, we know Hitler was born, on the 20th. I mean, all of these things are coming together. Look at all of the things happened in April during these 13 days, and we've had the Oklahoma City bombing, the Columbine shooting, Hitler's birthday. I mean, we could go on forever this same time period. So CERN is being tied to it. They always pretend it's a scientific event going on, but believe me, it is a demonic event going on.
Absolutely. Carol writes in. She asks something else about the Baal temples. Are Baal temples being placed on ley lines? And if so, what's the significance of that?
What a great question. To be honest, I don't know if they're being placed on ley lines or not. But I can tell you that they're being put in very strategic cities of great power. New York City, London, England, and watch for something to be done with this also in Rome, in Berlin, in Athens. Okay, I don't think they're going to do them the same day, but in this next few months, don't be shocked if you don't see Baal temples being erected in Berlin, in Athens, and in Rome. Because again, those are three major seats of spiritual authority. Okay, Athens, of course, Greece. I mean, this is where, you know, all of the paganistic worship. I mean, Zeus's altar was there. Jesus even talks about Antipas, the faithful martyr that was killed there in Athens. Well, the altar that he was killed on, historically, was the altar of Zeus, which, guess what, Adolf Hitler had brought to Berlin, which became the seat of demonic power for Nazism and tried to exterminate the Jews. And we know what the Vatican and what goes on in Rome, the spiritual significance there as it relates to. So you have, I'm looking for certain strategic cities, maybe even Istanbul, to be quite honest with you. It may be another one. I did a video on the seven, you hear about the seven hills of Rome. But there's also seven cities of seven great spiritual power, and that I did a video on that, and it's something to study out. These seven cities all were built on seven hills. There's seven cities built on seven hills, and they all were great seats of authority of spiritual power. Something to just check out. So I don't know if the ley lines are exactly. I can tell you this. I got to throw this in there. I was visiting in Israel last year. And I was staying in the Crown Plaza Hotel. I was on the 21st floor. And we were filming for television and stuff. My wife looks out the window and says, "What is that?" And on the top of a building was the pyramid that's on the back of your dollar bill, exactly with the all-seeing eye up there near the top of it. It was green. It was exactly the pyramid that's on the back of your dollar bill. And I said, "Well, that's the Illuminati. I mean, that's the Illuminati. What's it doing sitting on top of a building in Jerusalem?" Okay? So we get down the streets. I get in the cab. I said, "Can you tell me what that building is right there?" He said, "Yeah, that's the Supreme Court building." I said, "What? Are you serious? Do you know there's a pyramid on top of that thing?" He goes, "No, I don't know anything about it. You can't see it from the ground." So the next day, we scheduled to go on a tour in the Supreme Court building. We get in there, and yes, there's 33 steps, okay, to this floor that takes you to where the pyramid room is, and the Illuminati room. The justices in Israel, whenever they're in a big court case, go into that room, stand underneath it, and wait to be enlightened. They were telling us in the tour. Also, that building is built on two ley lines as they intersect in Jerusalem. So there's no question the Illuminati is involved in setting up seats of power in different cities. We know we see it in Washington, D.C. You'll see it in Jerusalem, and you'll see it all around the world. So what's happening is, and I asked the Lord about this, Josh. I went to the Lord in prayer. I said, "Why in the world are they doing this in Jerusalem? I mean, my Lord, this is a nation founded on the Word of God. There's no question about it. And America was founded on the Word of God. No question about that." And the Lord reminded me, when Jesus chose his disciples, he chose one was a devil. Remember, Lucifer's always been at the seat of the table. He's at the seat of the table, the formation of every nation. He's just waiting to put his hand in the sop. You have to believe. So just know this. Don't be shocked. The Illuminati, or the spirit of the Illuminati, if you will, the Antichrist spirit, is sitting at the table from the Lord's Supper to the end time, he's at the table of every government waiting for his moment. So back to the ley line. There are buildings strategically being built on ley lines. That is an absolute fact. And we'll see if Baal's temples are being erected on those. That's a great question. I'm going to do some research now.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to also. It's fascinating. Tracy would like to know, what is the link between opening up a portal via CERN and the planet Saturn?
You know, that question, when I'm thinking about that question, I'm thinking, okay, Anthony Patch done some extensive research on this. When I was reading it, I was actually reading one of his blogs about it. And I thought, wow, because I had never put these two together. To be honest with you, I'd never put CERN and Saturn together. Not the way Anthony Patch is doing it, tying it together. He may have something there, because when you look at CERN, as I said earlier, CERN is being cranked up when, like on December 21st, 2012, with the Mayan, it was the winter solstice. So there is something about cranking CERN up at the right times when the planets are in certain alignment. And so it may be that CERN is going to be cranked up at a certain time that when Saturn is lined up with some of the planets as it relates to the Earth. Again, Anthony Patch is really the expert on this. And maybe he's the one that came up with this concept. I'm not sure, but he does have some great information about it. And it's caused me to go back. I'm going to do some more reading on it. So I can't answer it for Tracy other than to point her toward Anthony Patch. I think he's the expert in this one.